Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by the universe in me. And darn sexy people. Woo, woo, woo. I'm here. I'm actually in my home again, 2 weeks in a row. Who would think it's possible? Well, you know, if you're like most of the people in the world right now, things are going pretty fast, getting hit from a lot of different places in a good way, as long as you're willing to adapt. You know, that adaptation, that's a big thing. By the way, if you want to talk to the channel and get in line, please press 1 now. Okay. I've got some interesting stuff here. You know, a couple of years ago, I did a half of a year brain training with the Brain Performance Center. I talked about it on the show, where I went in and they hooked my brain up to electrodes, and I basically watched what seemed to be, you know, cartoon videos of cars and spaceships and things like that, training my brain heal to connect differently in certain areas. And so the other night, I got a notice, and by the way, I've written a whole e-blast that will be out in a couple of weeks around this, so you can really see it in writing, because they did a whole evening on brain science and dementia, and you guys, it blew my mind. So I wanted to bring you the highlights of everything that we talked about, and these are truly just the highlights. There's three things that they have tracked that they know help create dementia or help create the state of non-dementia. The first one is sleep. That's at the top of the list, sleep. And it's not only how much sleep you get, quality of sleep that you get. Getting down to really deep delta states and then coming back up and then going back into delta states is the optimum. Like every 90 minutes you come up and then you dive back down. Basically, in a nutshell, what good sleep does is it allows your brain plaque to be eliminated and carried out by your cerebral spinal fluid. So it gets rid of the toxins, the plaque, the, you know, the stuff that clogs your brain. All right, so that's it again in a nutshell in the e-blast. And you sign up for the e-blast, just put your email in at imdwallace. Okay. The second thing is food. Food is incredibly important for brain development and function. Now, he spoke mostly in this area about making sure you get high omega-3s, and hardly any of us do. Omega-3s are found in fish. So he suggests to eat a lot of fish. and eat the kind of fish that don't eat a lot of other fish because they have less mercury. But also to supplement that with a high omega-3 supplement. And I've written in the eBless the one he recommends. It's Barlean's, and you can get it on Amazon. I've been on it for ever since I worked with him. You know, I originally went because I was having challenges learning my lines, and I just, you know, I sit down now, I go over them three or four times, and boom, I got them. So, I'm telling you, I have experienced and lived the positive effects of this stuff. But he went into the brain being electrical wires, which is why we work on our brain to send out electrically the correct signal we want to send out. He suggests 1,000 to 1,500 omega-3 mg daily. Okay. Now, what does that do? Omega-3s cut inflammation. And we know that inflammation is one of the highest attributes to disease. And inflammation happens with stress, right? So, but the omega-3s and the omega-6s, you need a balance of those. But omega-6s aren't peculiarly as important to most people as the omega-3s. If you're concerned about the mercury, he said take some selenium because selenium helps eliminate the mercury. Okay. The third thing that really can help increase or decrease the precursor brain for dementia is exercise. And they've done these amazing studies in grade schools now, where if they're teaching through some kind of exercise, kids learn five times faster, or if they exercise them in between. And he's saying, you know, you don't have to go work out at the gym for 2 hours a day. Take one brisk 20-minute walk a day, and that's enough to suffice. But you got to do it. You've got to get out and do it. Exercise increases the connections in the hippocampus. It ups the glutamate, it regulates your brain waves, and it just helps you learn faster. Exercise helps you learn faster. All right, let me see, because I've got a whole bunch of notes. Yes, he said to make sure too much calcium can be harmful for you. You need magnesium with that for a really balanced state. And he wants to talk about concussions because concussions are one of the biggest things they find in people with dementia, that they've experienced concussions one way or another. And he told some great stories, one that I really related to, about this young girl, and they told her she had bipolar and ADHD and all this stuff. And when they did the brain scan, they found out that she had suffered a severe trauma. She said, I don't think I've ever hit my head. You know, I don't really play any sports. And through their conversation, she realized she'd been a cheerleader and she was a flyer and they dropped her all the time. So a concussion is any time you have any kind of impact, and even stopping really fast in a car can do it, where your brain hits against your skull. That's all it is. So, you know, if you have drastic concussions, then they take you to the hospital and you track them. But a lot of us, like mine, came from slipping on the kitchen floor and hitting the back of my head. So if you've had a concussion, you might want to consider having a brain scan done to see if there's any way you can release that trauma that happened when you received it. So anyway, the e-blast in a couple of weeks will outline this much more in detail. But he then went into the neuroplasticity of the brain and how the brain can be refigured, retrained easily and consistently, which is what we are doing through spiritual work in this community. We are retraining our brain. Do you know that there's a kid they took out, had to take out like 1/6 of one side of his brain, or maybe it was 1/3, and they didn't think he was going to be able to recognize his family, blah, 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 blah. What they found out was that the other side of his brain immediately took over the parts of the brain that were removed and started compensating for them. They didn't even know that the brain was capable of doing that before. So if you think you can't retrain your brain by conscious direction, you're wrong. You got to open up your horizons and your possibilities and know that this is possible. They want to remind you that you are the power that does all this. You are the power, you are the love, you are the joy, you are the choice. And always direct your hearts and your chakras to be open so that the energy can flow through the spine, up through your brain. Okay? Couple of announcements. I'm getting ready next week to do John Burgos's Beyond the Ordinary. I've got an amazing package put together, guys, that a lot of it has not been offered to our community yet. It's a very powerful part of The Last Creation Station. You know, I just love John Burgos, and he's the real deal. He's in it all for the right reasons. So I hope you join us. And I really hope you join me in person. Where'd my glasses go? Oh, there they are. June 22nd through 23rd in Fort Lauderdale for the Reignite Your Light Summit. Robin and Joelle, I've done these weekends for them in the past. They haven't done them for a long time, and they are magical, guys. The early discount is only $247 for the entire weekend. Dan Millman's going to be there. You're going to hear some great speakers, including yours truly. You're going to love this event. Absolutely guarantee it. So, okay. Can I go to the calls now? Yes. If you want to talk to the channel, press 1. Don't press it again if you've already pressed it, because you'll go bye-bye. All right, we're going to start with Daniel. What's up, dude?
Hi there, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Question I have. In a performance last week, I had another dancer try to redirect me on stage, which threw me into reaction.
Okay, why? Why did you go into reaction? What's the fear underneath that created the reaction?
It pulled me out of the focus of the piece and doing it correct.
Yes, but why? If you knew you were doing it correctly, and if you knew that you knew, Nothing's going to put you in reaction. So when they did that, you stopped and questioned yourself, your power, switched your focus, and then it takes you a while to get back. So now they want to take us to a core belief. Hang on. This page here. Yeah. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. So he pushed you into that place of I'll never be good enough, even though I know I am. My little boy thinks I'm never going to be, and therefore I have to go into reaction and fear that they might be right. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. And we all do that, especially performers. You know, here I am. I'm doing 4 films in 4 months, pretty unheard of in my business. And yet, I didn't book 2 auditions. So then, and they were auditions, by the way, that I'm not sure I even wanted. But just the fact that they didn't want me put me into, well, wait a minute, what did I do wrong? Well, I didn't do anything wrong. I just wasn't committed to getting it in the first place. And I've been very clear that I only want to do things that challenge me, that are fun, that I get paid well for. And all those things didn't come together in that, and working with fabulous, incredible people. Congratulations to everybody, by the way, for remembering daylight savings time. All right, so we're going to balance this, Daniel. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Thank you, by the way. You were the one that brought in that big jump from I am connection to. Am I connected? Okay. I don't know why this little Dropbox, Stephen, comes down and says I'm not connected anymore. All righty. Okay, Daniel, so that's your answer. Does that resonate with you?
That resonates partly. I was actually wanting to see if there was more information about the result that happened later facilitate the company that's going through a major shift and change to help everybody deal with change. And was told by this individual there's no way that I could help anybody heal because I had extreme anger.
Okay, well, I go back to you. Is that a true statement?
No.
No. But you see, you know it's not, but then you worry that he might have a point. That's what I mean, guys. If we keep doubting ourselves, they're always going to win.
Well, what I got to...
Yeah, go ahead.
What I got to is to define who I am and what I can and cannot do. And no one else does.
Yes. So do it. You do that. And part of that definition is I know.
Yeah, gotcha. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're probably going to have to bleep me out, Stephen. But, you know, I keep this sign up in my office, and they've showed it to me now 3 times, so I'm going for it, which says, unfuckwithable. It's an adjective. When you're truly at peace and in touch with yourself, and nothing anyone says or does bothers you, and no negativity or drama can touch you, then you are unfuckwithable. And that's where you want to be, Daniel. Okay?
Yeah, thank you, Dee.
All right. Love you, babe. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
I got to tell you, I love that sign. Iris, what's up, babe?
Hey, baby. I'd like a little more clarity on what I need to get into alignment with the health stuff. Or maybe it's just I haven't been able to do it okay. enough since we've
no,
spoke about it
they said that's not the right question, and it's not about the health stuff. It appears to be about health stuff. We're going to a core belief here. Hold on. Yeah, and all of you know the core beliefs are on the sheets that come with the Balance podcast. This page here, 526. It's really about, again, the fear, the belief that my I Am presence does not create for me. So the channel is saying, you know really well that your I Am presence, and remember, your I Am presence is your creative force, your creative power in the world, that you know it really well in some subjects, you don't know it in health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's a part of you that's the highest word they're giving me is experimenting. Oh, gosh, is this work going to work with health stuff?
Mm.
The challenge with that, you see, is that's not knowing. We have to know literally while we're proving it to ourselves. And that sounds like an oxymoron to our little bean brains. But, you know, kids know that Santa's going to come on Christmas Eve. They know that. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, they know that. Even before he gets there. That's the faith as a grain of mustard seed. Again, it's the same thing. It's you knowing that you have the power to create the world the way you want it. And the world of your body is no different, Iris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I am the power that chooses health and wellness. I am the power that chooses to experience love and joy around health and wellness. My heart is open around all of this. That's number 4 on sheet 1. It's part of the cocktail.
Awesome. Yeah, that
okay?
makes sense.
All right, good. Thank you, baby. That was great for everybody. For everybody needed that. Lena in Oklahoma, you're on, baby cakes.
Hey, I want to thank Iris because I just started crying. When you were giving the I Am statement and all,
You okay, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Take a breath, and that's a good sign, guys. When your heart is touched like that, you know, and you are touched with emotion. Don't look at that as a positive thing, because you're literally saying to yourself, there's a truth here that, you know, I'm identifying with. There's a truth that's empowering me here. And yes, that's one of the things you are, and we all are, Lena, working on, is giving ourselves permission to own the fact that we have and are the creators of ourselves. And that's really why you called in today, is to give yourself permission. See, guys, you can't just hear it, can't just hear me say it. You have to choose to give yourself permission that I am going to give myself permission to be the power of my own creation, to know that I am, to be clear about that. And that's in money, that's in relationships, that's in health and wellness, that's in success. It's in every subject of our lives. And what happens is usually we're pretty good in a couple of areas, And then we have belief systems that don't support that in other areas. So it's just being conscious of what area you need to go, look, I know that here, and I know it applies here too. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Thank you, Dee.
All righty. Boy, we're having some good discernment, you know, here for the whole community. Phyllis, what are you bringing in?
Oh, yeah. I was just kind of trying to get clarity on something where, you know, this whole thing when you're born into a family and then there's these people.
That you choose? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Well, I like Dolores Cannon's thing where she says, just say, even if it's just in your head, say, okay, you guys, this isn't working out. I cut the contract. I don't want to see you again. But I'm just feeling that way with my sister right now. It's just like, this is somebody doesn't know me, doesn't care who I am. Well, it's just not a resonate. You know, we talked about this before.
So what's your question, Phyllis?
Well, I just feel like I'm being kind of played by her and her husband, and it's just, I guess I know what to do. Just say, look, I don't need anything from you, and I'm not giving
well,
you information about.
The first thing you do, Phyllis, is to go, where in me gets to heal from all of this? So
yeah.
I'm asking you, where in you gets to heal from all this? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. We've held well, before that I'm in control. I'm in my own power.
Yes.
They can't.
And you are in your power to see other people as on your side, supporting you, most of all, honoring you. So, guys, let's go over this again. How I see myself, how I see the world, and how I see the world seeing me. All those things have to come together. And most of us are kind of messed up on the last one. So we've done a lot of work on ourselves. I know I'm the power. I see me as the power. I see me as talented. I see me as abundant. I see me as healthy. But looking at them, and I think they're looking at me going, we don't get her. We don't honor her. You know, and those are the perceptions that we have to turn around if we're going to complete this creation picture. That's the highest guidance for you today.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, don't make it about them. Make it about you and how you see them. And if you don't want to be around them, don't be around them, Phyllis, but at least clear up whatever they're poking in you. Otherwise, you're just going to experience someplace else. Like right now, I'm working again on seeing people in the industry, not this industry. This industry is easy for me to know that I'm honored and respected. But when I get into the movie business, especially the TV side of it, I'm finding thought patterns that are emerging again that do not support me knowing that I am honored as an actor in this business. So I'm aware of it, and I'm shifting it. But, you know, that's where the big ponies are, guys. When you stop and go, why am I plugged into this? What's it about? And how can I heal myself and redirect this energy to know something more powerful about myself? Okay?
Yeah, I got it. That last third part is what I was missing.
So.
Yep. That's what most of us are challenged with right now. Great. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, guys, it's really hard to work harmoniously with other energy if you're judging them as less or if you think they're judging you as less. Michael, in Connecticut, you're on, babe. What's up?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to go over the basics of the creation process, and I'll tell you why. I put on a training for work, and it's like a degree of magnitude better than anything I have ever done for the last 25 years. I have more interest. We have better speakers. Everything is just like magnificent. And basically, I had taken all my notes that you had talked about creation, and every time you talked about it, it was different, which is interesting.
Yes, and it's always going to be, Michael. The basics,
which is fine.
You
know what? That's cool. I accept that. But
yeah,
if you could just go over the basics of the creation process, I'd very much appreciate it. It would help me focus.
Well, actually, I think it's on the e-blast on the left side. But basically, you have to know what you want. That's the first
exactly
thing.
I know exactly what I want.
Well, I'm just going over the basics here.
Thank you, thank you. Please do.
Everybody,
yes.
You have to know what you want. You have to feel good about it. You have to commit to it, which is, I am money. Not I want money, or I wish I had money, or I hope I'm going to make this money. I am the frequency of money that I am creating. And then you ask the universe to come in and partner with you. In a nutshell, that's it. But most people don't even stop to know what they really want. So if you're wanting to create a relationship, for example, and you are in relationship with everything, including your body and your money and other people, you better sit down and write out what you clearly want in relationships. Now, you see, I had sat down before and wrote out what I wanted in jobs this year, and pretty much have created everything on my list. And then there comes an audition for this series in Spain. And not until I was presented with that did I realize that staying close to home was not in my list of what I wanted, and it was important. So then I had to sit down and get clear what feels good. For me, being away a month is I can still feel okay around that. When it goes to 6 weeks, not so much. Forget 4 months away from my house. Now, my daughter was right when she said, if I went, you'd want to go, Mom, because my daughter is home for me. So it's not, there is, those are the basic guidelines for everybody, Michael. And
okay.
then guys, you have to love yourself enough to go, you know, this is what they suggest, but this is what's right for me. Susie Orman around money is great at that. She says, look, these are what everybody tells you to do. These are the quote-unquote rules. But if you don't feel good about the rules aren't going to work for you. You have to feel good. Like everybody says, don't pay your house off. Well, for me, paying my house off would create a level of freedom that now I am feeling into and living in whether my house is paid off or not. So my house can become paid off. So that's as definitive as I can give you, Michael, but the statements are going to change all the time as we expand and grow.
That's okay. I'm still learning, and I'm real open to whatever you have to say, and I write it down so I can go back and study it and understand it better.
I know, sweetheart. And again, the channel reminds you, have fun with it, guys. Have fun with,
yeah,
have fun with this creation stuff, because the universe really responds to your joy and fun. Nothing else, Michael. You got it?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm sure a lot of people appreciated that. Anna in New York, you're up.
Hi.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Thank you so much. So, lots of transition. My older brother decided to go to the next plane, and I just wanted to check with the channel if there's anything that I need to do or say, maybe to his three children. He's got three sons.
Well, it's funny. I believe, am I talking to you? Okay. Because I think he's actually coming through here, saying for him and you, be happy that he's free. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he was going through a lot. He had health challenges and emotional challenges and family challenges and legal challenges.
He wants you to know that it was his decision, that it was better for everybody, himself included, if he made his transition, that it was a very clear decision. He's happy. He's very appreciative that you are concerned and watching over his sons. Are there sons?
Three. Yeah, the three boys.
Okay.
In the 20s and 30s.
Yeah,
one is in Japan, so he wasn't able to come to the, you know, to Tom's passing, but the other two were there.
But he said they're pretty much okay. They have a good solid foundation. The middle one is a little more affected.
Yeah, he's a lot affected.
Yeah, so the middle one is the one that needs more care, but not in a oh, poor me way. That's not going to help them.
Right.
In a strong way that, you know, that helps strengthen them and help them move on is the best thing you can do. What about money? What's going on with money with the estate?
Well, that's the whole thing. Tom had a couple of lawsuits, one against my family, the siblings, and one against his former wife. And I think part of it was because he wasn't taking his meds, his lithium, to balance his moods. So the kids are concerned that there's going to be a lot of debt with, like, IRS and medical care, because he was in and out of hospitals for several months.
Okay,
now.
You need to get a lawyer to handle that for you.
Need to get a what?
You need to get a lawyer to handle all that. Ultimately, it's going to come out fine, but it's strongly being suggested you do not handle this yourself, that you have a good lawyer that you trust, and you do, they're saying. Do you have a lawyer that you trust?
I do, and Tom had a lawyer, so I wasn't sure get another trust in the state's lawyer for this, or if they should go with Tom's lawyer, or if I should ask
lawyer. I get a no on Tom's lawyer, but now you're your highest God, so you have to follow your divine hits.
What I said to my nephews was to get a trust in the state's lawyer, someone who specializes in, you know, estate.
I get a big yes on that. A big yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are we asking the right question? Yes. We all want the highest answer. Has anybody switched? Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm getting to, Anna. Is there anything else?
And the youngest son is in Japan, so he obviously wasn't around for this whole bunch of episodes with hospitalizations. Is there anything for him, any message for him, or anything that he needs, Andy?
No, nothing other than release any guilt about the fact that you weren't here. You know, his dad, Tom, was actually kind of relieved.
Okay.
That he didn't have to go through it all.
Okay, good.
All right, sweetheart. Blessings
to
you. Yeah,
okay,
you bet.
Love. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Emily in California, you're up.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Oh, I love our community.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to start out, things are just going so well. I get this feedback at work, and it's such an environment of appreciation, and people just stop and tell me, you know, like how amazed they are at how peaceful I am, and I don't get stressed out or nothing phases me. And I was just thinking, oh, that's that unforgivable.
Yep. Yep. You bet. Isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful. It is. Yeah. So, yeah. Truly.
Because I remember the days you called in and you weren't so peaceful about some of that stuff.
Right. Right. And money's flowing in more and more. You know, things are turning around with that. So two things are coming up. When you talked about concussions, I went to massage school maybe 10 years ago, and one of the instructors found a knot in the back of my head, and he did some work releasing it. And as we talked, realized it might have come from a car accident I had when I was like 6 or 7 years old. And I'm just curious if there's any other trauma that needs to be released
around that and around that area. Let's see, that's the highest question. Everybody's balanced. Anybody? I get a no.
Okay.
I get a no, Emily. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt a huge shift when he did that work at that time. It was quite something.
Yep, get a big yes on that. Good for you. You found somebody, you attracted somebody that knew what they were doing for that.
Yeah, it felt like a little miracle.
Yeah, well, you created it.
You know,
isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is so cool. And, this is weird. I just am hearing the word cat. I don't know if... So my cat Floyd is popping into my mind. I have no idea why.
They're laughing. They're saying I don't either. But I'm not getting any information. Just be really aware of what your animals are trying to communicate to you, because they are incredibly good readers of energy. Okay.
And
so the channel's just saying, just be aware. There's nothing up. Yeah. Don't put a lot of energy other than awareness into it. Okay, Em? Thank you, baby.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. All right. Where the heck are we going now? Arlene in Colorado, you're on.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. My question is, what insights the channel can share about what's been going on with my 14-year-old grandson? He is a snowboarder. His dream is to be a professional snowboarder. He's been out here in Colorado since December, and he would have had 56 days to snowboard with the coach and plus competitions. And so far, he's only ridden about 15 days. And
okay. Well, the first thing that's coming in, Arlene, is he's battling with his little boy. His adult self knows he wants to do this, knows it excites him. But there's literally a message that he received around 4. So it would be 3, 4, 5, and I think we're going to a core belief. Hang on. This page here. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. So when I give myself what I want, when I create the opportunity, when I am able to do what I really love to do and give that to myself, that makes me feel bad. Makes me feel depressed. So can you talk to me about what he was witnessing in his family around that age?
In his family? I don't know that. I know he had a pretty horrible preschool experience where he was very inappropriately forced to write perfectly. And I know he valued his writing, and the teacher said it was bad and made him erase the whole page and do it over, which for a four-year-old is not even appropriate.
Oh, please. Teachers screw us up so much, and teachers can – I was lucky. I had brilliant teachers that they were my saving grace.
Mm-hmm.
But I have helped repair so many people, helped them repair themselves from damage that teachers have done. So here's this little four-year-old kid, three-year-old kid in preschool going, oh, wow, look, I'm so good and I'm accomplishing mm-hmm. what I want and I did such a good job here. And then a person of authority, and that's important, those words are important to him, a person mm-hmm. of authority comes in and takes all that joy away.
Yeah.
So when I love myself and do things that I love and appreciate what I've done, you know, I get depressed because then I get, you know, put down for it. The other thing, though, that they're saying, Arlene, is that he just doesn't think he has to work that hard. And so everybody's going, oh, you should be out there every day. You should be out. But he knows he doesn't have to be out there every day. And actually, that's a good thing. Huh. He knows he's good. He knows he has natural talent, and he's not pressuring himself to get out there every day to work and work and work and work and work. I mean, like, I'm doing a film right now, and they want to rehearse all the time. I went, guys, you know, I'll do the lines with you. I don't really rehearse. That's not the way I work. I work by being in the moment. But they believe that they're going to be better if they work at it a lot. And I know I'll be better if I don't. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's not to say that I don't take time to become prepared and learn the lines and do my work around all that.
Uh-huh. There's one other aspect. I wonder where this fits in. At the end of day three, he injured his knee quite severely, and so he was out for 6 weeks healing. And then shin, and then the hip reaches this past week. So where does that all fit in?
Well, honey, it fits in with the teacher that, you know, he's afraid to go all the way into his glory and power because somebody's going to knock him down.
Okay.
So subconsciously, he's knocking himself down before they can get to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Got it. So
all right.
What can he do? What?
Well,
you know,
he's
what
got
can he do to turn this around?
He has to consciously know that when he goes all the way and does what he wants to do and loves himself and succeeds, that the whole world comes forward to acknowledge him in a positive way.
Okay. Beautiful.
To honor him. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's got to change that experience around from childhood.
Okay,
okay,
right.
Sweetheart. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, mm-hmm. Davina. So they want us to balance everything we've talked about so far in the show, guys. We're coming forward to claim, I am divine love. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. And so it is. Everything balanced. All right, Davina, you're on. What's up, babe?
Yes. Yay, D. Dynamic D. amazing what you said in the intro. You told me
to go
to the doctor, and of course, I waited 5 days and paid a dear price and ended up going to the emergency room and having seizures. And just like you said, I'd had a traumatic brain injury, a concussion, and they immediately, you know, wrote it off that, oh, it's psychosis. And I spent 5 days in a horrible mental hospital having seizures, and they did nothing. And it was just absolutely amazing. So can you tell me, I mean, I'm thinking at this point it's epileptic seizures. I mean, I know you're not a doctor, but, I mean, any guidance you can give me on this?
Well, the words I'm getting is it's epileptic-like. It's like epileptic seizures. So it's in that realm. It's in that area. There. And I was quite surprised, you know, I was off shooting, baby, and I couldn't get back to you in a timely way. But I told Aurora, because I got so clearly, she's got to go see a doctor to call, you know. So I don't know what your insurance is or if you can afford it, Davina, but having this brain map done at a place like Dr. Amon's Institute or the Brain Performance Center out here, and there's some wiring. That's the best word I'm getting. There's some wiring that can be redirected, so that you don't have to be on medication all the rest of your life. But there's some brain wiring that needs to be rewired. Now, from the point of view of our work, we can start working on that right now. So what do you want? Well, see, this is new information for me. This is a new aha for me. So what do we want in our brains, guys? We want them to be healthy and well. We want them to be wired. Hold on. I'm waiting for the words. Correctly. To be nutritionally fed and balanced. There's one more thing coming in. Hang on with me here. And to know that our brains absolutely are the creation of themselves. And so we are using our brain to direct itself to be in alignment with all the things we have lined out, to be in alignment with love. And so it is. So I'd start directing your brain to know if you don't have a seizure, if I'm not having a seizure, I'm what to you, Davina? Tell me what it is in the positive.
Whole, perfect, and balanced.
Okay, that's what you want to keep focusing on and training your brain to know it is. Wow. I hope you guys realize what we did in this show. We went from other people reforming our brain to knowing that we can. That's pretty good in 50 minutes, don't you think? So we're going to balance everything.
Question.
Hold on. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Okay, very quickly, Davina, because we're out of time.
Right. The visions that I was having, were those legit or was that delusional comparatively related to the seizures?
It was related to the seizures.
Okay.
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 All right.
Thank
you. Bet. You bet, sweetheart. Okay. All right, guys. Wow. What a show. What a show. What a show. What a show. If, how can you get through a show like this and not know your own magnificence? Let's just all claim, I know how magnificent I am. I know I bring in the highest information, the highest knowledge and the highest understanding because I am that. And let's say it together until we meet again. I love me, and I love me even more because wow, do I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.